cheeks. Rage! Blow! You cataracts and hurricane owls, spat till you have drenched our steeples, drowned the cocks. You sulphurous and thought executing fires, thought couriers of oak cleaving thunderbolts, singe my white head. And you all shrinking thunder, strike back the thick rotundity of the world. Crack nature's mold. Old Germans, spill at once. Not make it grateful, man.
Go! Poor Tommy Fortune and Troy Hampshire is better than this rainwater and an orphan back land. Ask my daughter's blessing. Here, the night British neither wise men nor fools.
Rumble, I billiful. Spit fire, sun rain. Rain, wind, thunder, fire of my daughters. I tax not you, you elements, with unkindness. I never gave you kingdom. Call you children, you owe me no subscription. Then let fall your horrible pleasure. Here I stand, your slave, a poor, infirm, weak, and despised old man. And yet I call you servile ministers that will with two pernicious daughters join your high engendered battles against the head. So all the fight is dead. Tis foul.
Hey, the desert has to put his head in as a good head face.
No. I will be the pattern of all patience. I will say nothing.
Mary! He has grace in the country! That's a wise man and a fool!
And I'm Mary, you hear? Things that love life have not much life as these! The wrathful skies yellow the very wanderers of the night and make them keep their game! Since I was mad, such sheets of fire, such bursts of hurried thunder, such rolls of roaring wind and rain, I never remember to have heard! Nature cannot carry the affliction nor the fear.
Let the great gods that keep this dreadful pudder o'er our heads find out their enemies now. Tremble, our wretch, that hath within thee undivulged crimes unwhipped of justice. Thou bloody hand, thou purger, thou simular perjurer, thou incestuous. Caitiff to pieces shrink, that under covert of convenient seeming hath practiced on man's life. Flow spent out guilt, rive your concealing continence and cry these dreadful summoners grace. I am a man more sinned against than sinning.
Like bareheaded. Gracious, my lord. Hard by here is a hovel. Some friendship will it lend you against the tempest. Repose you there, while I to this hard house, more hard than the stones whereof 'tis raised, which even but now, demanding after you, denied me to come in, return, and force their scanty courtesy.
My wits begin to turn. Come on, my boy. Thou dost, my boy, art cold. I'm cold myself. Where is this straw, my fellow? The art of our necessities is strange that can make vile things precious. Come! Your hovel. Awful and knave. I have one part in my heart that's sorry yet for thee.
Hey, and a little tiny wick, with a hey ho, the wind and the rain, must make content with these fools. Every day.
True, my good. Come, Bring us to your hovel.
He is a brave knight, a cruel, a courtesan. I'll speak a prophecy ere I go. When priests are more in word than matter, when brewers fire their malt with water, when nobles are their tailors' tutors, no burn but quenches suitors, then shall the realm of Albion come to great confusion. When every case in law is right, no squire in debt, nor no poor knight, when slanders do not live in tongues, nor curses come not to throngs, when usurers tell their gold in the field, and bawds and whores do churches build, then comes the time. Who lives to see it? When going shall be used with feet, and this prophecy Merlin shall make. For I live before his time.